Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Bigger players can look daunting, especially if they invest in technology to overwhelm the market. So how can smaller shops like us outsmart them? By not playing their game. From a volume standpoint, these folks can outspend us. So instead of competing head-to-head, figure out how to excel in ways that you have the advantage. Here's my approach for doing just that. First, step back and explore the landscape. The biggest challenge in the beginning is that you don't know what you're competing against. So folks just throw spaghetti on the wall. Again, that's playing their game. Go past the volume and find the patterns. They are there, you just have to hunt for them. Second, clearly define your territory. I know, I'm a broken record here, but you can't defend a broad category such as leadership or healthcare. You have to represent something, an idea, a mindset. You have to be an advocate. The more you personify a message or idea, the more you stand out. And finally, go for the emotional. Sure, be practical. Give handy tips. But if you don't make the audience feel something, your content won't be shared. And better yet, demonstrate your point. Too many thought leaders just give information. Instead, use video and storytelling to make your points. Let people discover your perspective. When markets become overwhelmed with information, it's easy to become a part of the white noise, even when you have killer content. So we have to pay attention to what gets attention and gets shared. It's not enough to have great ideas anymore. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.